Well, in conclusion then, let me say, that last way, that way of the individual quest, is the way that we all face now. Because all the rules are collapsing all around us. We're walking on the moon. The earth is in the sky. Society is in flux. What was right today is wrong tomorrow. We're all out in the woods, so to say. And there is a great legend that points to this, and I want to conclude with that. It's one of the great legends of the world, the Grail legend of the Quest of El Saint Graal. The particular episode that strikes me as being so pertinent to us all today is this one. The knights of Arthur's court were seated at table, and Arthur had a wonderful thought. It was, we should never eat until an adventure has occurred. Well, in those days, adventures occurred every day, so they had good meals. This particular day, the Grail appeared covered with a cloth. It appeared in the hall, and everybody was enraptured, and then the Grail disappeared. And then Sir Gawain stood up, and he said, I propose a quest. I propose that we shall all go forth to see that Grail unveiled, to quest for it. This is our quest for the boon. And now, here's what the text said, and this is what I give you as the signal for our day. They thought it would be a disgrace to go forth in a group. Each entered the forest at that point which he had chosen, where it was darkest and there was no way or path. Because where there's a way or path, it is someone else's way. And we are each unique human beings. This is the great realization of our Western civilization, that every individual is unique. And you don't follow the absolute instruction of any guru or of any teacher. You are in your own quest. You follow guidances, but you're on your own quest. And this is what gives to our Western world this curious, romantic quality of yearning. We are yearning for something that never was on land or sea. And what is it? It is the fulfillment of that intelligible, unique character, which is ourselves and was never in the world before. And so each life is a unique life going out. You can take advice, you can take help, but you don't follow. It is the following that crushes this whole experience for adventure. And I know that the young people that I am teaching and seeing do have the courage of this if they will not be bewildered by people that tell them that life is to be feared and despised. It's not. And that the worst it can do is give you that wonderful day to die. So with that, thank you all.
You've been listening to Experiencing the Divine, the third talk by Joseph Campbell in the series entitled Myths and the Masks of God. This recording was authorized by the Joseph Campbell Foundation and produced by Electronic Educational Programs. Our theme music is by Acoustic Alchemy. For more information on the work of Joseph Campbell, please call the Foundation at 1-800-330-MYTH, or you can contact us on the World Wide Web at jcf.org. I'm Maura Vaughan. Thank you for listening.